The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. So what are we talking about? The whole of 2025 laid out in front of us.
It is January. I love January. I'm one of those weird people. I really like January. We're going snacking. So obviously, like, we talk about food for wellness, that modern kind of take on it that's as accessible to people as possible and realistic. So I think people kind of start off with great notions and I'm going to do this for breakfast, I'm going to do this for lunch. And one area that people fall down in is snacking, because it's like, oh God, what do I bring? And it's, they grab something quick and convenient. And a lot of times we reach for the products that are the convenience ones, the ones from the supermarket, as opposed to maybe making something that is nourishing, nutrient dense. And like, I get it. It takes time. It does. I'm the first one to admit that. But I suppose it's a little bit like everything, isn't it? It's where you invest your time and your energy. That's where you're going to reap the benefits. So that's, I think, a good motto for January.
Okay, so then let's talk about what we have in front of us then, in terms of snacky bits.
We're going to start. I almost feel like I've brought you like breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah,
today.
Okay, yeah. Got here. That's okay. That's A-okay.
The other thing that I've brought, which I'm going to talk about, is like, I literally took these straight out of my pantry. So we've two plastic boxes full of, we used to have these full of like treats and sweets and biscuits and cakes.
Yeah.
And they still exist, but they've moved to a higher shelf. They're not gone. But like, when
harder,
we talk about,
harder to access.
They are. We start with breakfast.
Yeah, let's start with breakfast.
Overnight oats.
Okay.
I know they're a classic, right?
Yes.
But these are passion fruit and blueberry.
Okay.
Okay. Keeping it as close to nature as possible.
That actually is nice.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
As close to Irish as possible, right? Irish oats.
Passion fruit's nice. Tastes like a Solero.
Yeah, I love passion fruit. It's one of my favourites. And that is Folon's. Mm. So they're an Irish company, right? It's a passion fruit curd.
Okay.
I didn't buy real passion fruit. I haven't done anything extraordinary. You buy it in the supermarket beside the other jams. But like, between passion fruit curd and lemon curd, it's like, it's an easy win. Mm. We're looking for the easy wins. So one mug of oats, Irish oats, mm-hmm. one mug of yogurt, try and get a live bacteria, you know, natural yogurt, good for your gut.
Yeah.
One mug of dairy milk, Irish good milk, and then level it up with your milled chia seeds and your milled flax seeds. So I'm taking these out, right? These are your whole chia seeds, milled chia seeds. A lot of people don't like the texture of the whole, so just buy them milled. You don't even know they're in there.
And that's all going in the night before.
All going in the night before. 4 hours will do you. You don't even need it the night before.
Okay.
And the other one is flax seeds. Flax seeds, brilliant for omega-3, brilliant for our heart, brilliant for our brain, all that good stuff. The other thing that I like to put in is protein powder.
Oh, yeah?
So there's a little bit of protein powder gone in there, but there is rice protein powder.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay? So instead of your natural whey, or like your whey that's going in, sometimes I get an organic whey, but this is a rice protein. Really mild in flavour, a little bit.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're taking something that goes from 6 grams of protein to 10 grams of protein. For a little bit of strong smell, yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's not great, but when you put it in, it's good.
But you're not putting in your curd or anything until the next morning.
No, the whole thing.
Oh, everything goes in.
So
all
I
right.
made that raw, then layered it in. So I put a layer of the overnight oats, a layer of the passion fruit curd, layer of overnight oats, dollop of Greek yogurt for your extra protein, or live natural yogurt for your gut on top, and then blueberries on top. We're moving on to lunch.
Lunchtime.
Tomato soup. But we're going to level up our tomato soup. So if you're going to eat well, it has to be delicious as well as eating well. So I'm currently grating a little bit of Parmesan cheese over your tomato soup, and I'm finishing it with a little bit of balsamic. So these guys are burn balsamics, but they're spherification. These are balsamic pearls.
Oh.
So they're black garlic. Look at that. Be open now. So it's basically balsamic vinegar, right? They use a process called spherification, and they turn them into these little bubbles. They look like caviar.
Well,
you were going to say something else, were you?
They look like you could set a raspberry, maybe they look like, maybe a slightly gone off one. They kind of look like, I know, hemorrhoids.
Be quiet and eat the soup, eat the soup, eat the soup, eat the soup. Stop it, eat the soup, my lovely soup, cheeky.
What else might they look like? Frog spawn.
That actually is a really good one. They're quite bougie. They're quite like, you know, chefy. Just put a drizzle of balsamic vinegar over your tomato
lovely.
Soup. Can I tell you how to make that tomato soup? It's the easiest tomato soup you're going to make in the world.
Yeah.
Passata. Two things of passata into your saucepan.
Yeah.
A good old sprinkle of garlic powder. Drop in a stock pot. Top it up with a bit of water. Let that bubble for like 15 minutes. Pour in about 250 mils of cream or milk. Blitz it all up. That's your tomato soup done.
That's it.
That's it. Season it with salt and pepper and then finish it, like I said. So it's how you finish it. A little bit of fresh basil in there, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, a little bit of balsamic. So sometimes soup can be seen as deprivation. Soup can be seen as boring. Soup,
could you give
not.
It just a splash of balsamic?
100%. Oh, like, yeah. That's what I would do.
You don't need your bougie balsamic.
You don't need them. A little splash of balsamic. But again, rather than thinking of soup just for lunch, it's at 4 o'clock when I get hungry. Dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
Lovely.
This is Mediterranean roast veg, crispy gnocchi and a little bit of pesto chicken. I'm converting it into a snack because it's leftovers.
That's lovely, isn't it? The
isn't
gnocchi.
It delicious.
So I wouldn't usually go for gnocchi now.
I know.
I find it a bit stodgy sometimes.
Totally. So this is roast. So it's roast gnocchi.
Okay.
So again, you know me, all of my cooking techniques are so simple. This is basically chopping up a few veg, chopping up peppers, courgettes, aubergine. I'm trying to remember what else is in there. Butternut squash, a couple of olives. Those olives has pits, just be careful with it, okay? And then you're roasting that with olive oil, throwing the gnocchi in, putting baby potatoes in. I love the baby potatoes. Roast that off for an hour. Sit your chicken on top after half an hour. I just put a little bit of basil pesto over the chicken. Roast it all and then toss in some lentils. So you want protein. We're trying to get that protein. We're trying to get the fiber in. So you want 25 grams of fiber a day. You want about 30 grams of protein in a meal.
Yeah.
Okay. But this as a little lunch or as that again. Oh God, I'm starving. Like it's double batch. Whatever you cook for dinner. If you're a family of four, make enough that serves six. And have it left over for your own lunch the next day. Because you're going to eat so much better than running to the petrol station or running to the convenience store and picking up a sandwich or something like that. And when you eat something that's that filling at lunchtime, you're much less likely to snack at 3 o'clock and the 4 o'clock. Or you'll curb those sugar cravings just a little bit more.
That's the problem people hit this time of year, isn't it? Trying to eat healthy. They just don't eat enough.
Exactly.
And then kind of 7 or 8 o'clock, they're like, you know what, I'm just going to have those bourbon creams.
That's it. How do you do that if you've got a really bad habit of tea and biscuits at 9:30 at night? You just go to bed earlier. That's my
I'm starving, I'm just going to go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep and just get up earlier. Because you're so much, psychologically, you're so much more better to have better habits and more, you know, habits for wellness in the morning. You have more conviction, you have more motivation in the morning. One of the other products when we talk about snacking is these pre-packed grains.
Yeah.
You can buy them in the supermarket. So there's whole grain rice and quinoa. I have another couple here, which is, these are the Merchant Gourmet. These are a little bit pricier, but it's a Jamaican style rice. So again, even if you never cooked that whole tray bake, right? Or you did and you wanted to kind of bulk it up, just toss it through with some of these grains. They're microwaved, like literally 2 minutes in the microwave. And all of a sudden, like from 100 grams of that, you're getting 6 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein.
So we've got snacks then as well to dot in throughout the day. Is
so
that
like
the idea?
When you're looking for kind of, I suppose, those higher protein ones, which we talk about a lot, something like a trail mix, 60 grams of a trail mix, which is your nuts, your dried fruits, is going to give you about 8 grams of protein. If you're looking at Greek yogurt, 200 grams is 20 grams of protein. Now, the other thing I brought is my chia jam. Okay. So this is one bag of frozen strawberries, about 50 grams of chia seeds, bit of vanilla in there.
Yeah.
You just boil it up in the saucepan, not boil it, that's too strong of a word. You simmer it in a saucepan and then you just blitz it down.
That's so all.
That's it. This sits in my fridge. This is one of my absolute Sunday preps. This goes onto the porridge for the kids in the morning. It goes onto the overnight oats. When they come home from school, peanut butter and jam. So use your brown bread, your peanut butter, and then use this as your jam. And if you think this is, oh my God, that's a stretch too far, because it's a little bit tangy. You can put honey in to sweeten it up.
Yeah.
Just mix half jam, half chia jam. So like baby steps. Don't ever present anybody with something that they're just not going to eat. So make it sustainable and make it accessible. So that's the chia jam, which I really, really love. Flatbreads is another great one. 250 grams of Greek yogurt.
This is?
They're your flapjacks. No, they're your flapjacks.
Flatbread?
I didn't bring
them. Bring them. Ah, Aisling. God almighty.
Jesus Christ. I'm here.
People breakfast, just see the studio.
Lunch.
You actually can't even see the desk. There's so much food here.
I didn't get around to the flapjacks.
I think we could have squeezed in the flatbread now. We were putting in the effort. But anyway.
Anyway. The cheek. And it's only January.
Lately, yeah. Relaxing things for the new year, I see. But anyway, come on.
250 grams of self fries. 250 grams of Greek yogurt. You basically mix them together in a bowl. Leave them sit for about 20 minutes. That gets you 8 flatbreads. That with a bit of hummus. Brilliant. 6 grams of protein in them.
Sounds delicious.
I'm going to move you on to the Powerballs next.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave you with the flapjacks. Go with the one that's covered in dark chocolate first.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the same base mixture. Oats, medjool dates or regular dates that you get, cocoa Marks and Spencer's at the moment are selling a high protein chocolate topper. It's basically like a protein powder, a chocolate protein powder, a little bit, right? So if you want to up your protein from them, to take them from 4 grams of protein to 8 grams of protein, sprinkle in a little bit of that. Mm. How are they?
Delicious.
Isn't it delicious?
Yeah.
That is your transition from the box of chocolates that was in the press at Christmas
yeah.
to, okay, I still want some chocolatey that tastes delicious
that really
with
good.
A cup of tea. They're really, really good.
Yeah.
Basically, blitz them up in your food processor, roll them into balls and coat in dark chocolate. So that's your least healthy version.
Okay.
So that was coated in dark chocolate and I put a little sprinkle of smoked sea salt on top.
Okay, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah,
chocolate, nice. Dark chocolate, smoked sea salt. This version is the exact same thing. But it just got a sprinkle
yeah,
of
just
chocolate
a few
on
lines
top.
Of chocolate.
So slightly less indulgent, a little bit more healthy, but still really nice.
Yeah, I love the dates though.
So do I.
Yeah.
And you know what? This recipe is different to any recipe I've ever created. I only literally worked on it a couple of days ago. There's way more dates in it than are in any other recipe I've ever
okay.
kind of had or used.
Yeah.
If I was selling these as a company, I couldn't because I could never make margin on them because
oh,
so,
yeah,
many
so many
dates in
dates,
them.
Yeah.
But for making them at home for yourself, absolutely gorgeous. Those freeze. Excellently. Absolutely
okay.
excellently. So put them in the freezer. Make a big batch. Put them in the freezer.
Yeah, they're lovely. Really nice.
Last but not least, if you have any space. Do you have a bit of space?
Yeah, I'm after eating a lot.
You probably wouldn't have fit in those flapjacks anyway.
The flatbreads.
Flatbreads.
There are flapjacks here now. So I fit them in.
My flapjacks. This recipe has been going for over a decade. Irish oats, Irish butter, Irish sugar. And then the secret is real vanilla and sea salt. Good, aren't they?
They're lovely.
With the vanilla pod. I've got a reel going up on my Instagram to make these and show you how to make them. So again, going back to what we said at the start, moving away from that ultra processed food.
Right? Salt is lovely enough.
Isn't it delicious?
Yeah.
The salt and the vanilla. It's an absolute little winner. And then to level them up, again, my milchia seeds, my milflax seeds, anything I can get them into. So the milchia and flax seeds, they're in the parboils, they're in the overnight oats, and they're in those flapjacks. So you're just levelling up those foods for wellness all the time.
Great start to the year, as I suspected it will be. Ashley, thanks a million.
You're very welcome.
And we'll talk to you again at the same time next week. As Ashley said, she's going to get a video up on her social channels of the flapjacks in particular, but there'll be detail on everything else as well, as there always is.
I actually have an ebook as well.
Oh, hey, go on.
Full recipe book with all of these recipes and loads more in it. There's a breakfast one and a full one. And there's a full wellness ebook being launched today as
oh,
well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's great. And you can find that at Aisling Larkin.
Absolutely. AislingLarkin.ie.
AislingLarkin.ie. There you are. Aisling Larkin, TV chef, mindful eating coach. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.